This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with our special Christmas series called God's Great Christmas Gift to You. We are so glad that you've chosen to spend some time with us celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Before we get started, we want to let you know that a very generous couple has pledged a $100,000 matching grant to Daily Hope. That means that all this month, every dollar donated to this ministry will be matched up to $100,000. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part one of a message called God's Greatest Gift to You.
Merry Christmas, everybody. By now, you've probably opened all your Christmas gifts. But this Christmas morning, I want to talk to you about the greatest Christmas gift you'll ever receive. And you may not have opened that particular gift. Now, the greatest Christmas gift is God's gift to you. It's the whole reason we celebrate Christmas. And it's talked about in the greatest verse in the Bible. It's the most famous verse in the Bible, the book of John, chapter 3, verse 16. Now, throughout history, literally billions of people have memorized this verse, John chapter 3, verse 16. Why is John 3:16 so important? Well, it explains the reason for Christmas. It summarizes the Bible in a single sentence. If you get this verse, you got it. It shows you how to settle your eternal destiny, how to build a friendship with God, how to get in His family. John chapter 3, verse 16 says this. There on your outline. If you haven't pulled out your message notes, pull them out, and let's go through this together this Christmas morning. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Now, I want you to notice, circle these words in that verse. Circle the word God, circle the word only, circle the word Son, circle the word perish, and then circle everlasting or eternal and life. Circle the word life. G-O-S-P-E-L. That spells gospel. This is the gospel in a single sentence. It is the good news in a single sentence. It's why every church in the world exists, because of John chapter 3:16. Now, what is God's great gift at Christmas to you entail? Well, it entails four things. First, you might write this down, it involves the greatest passion. The greatest passion. Notice the first phrase says, God so loved the world. So there in the Greek, in the original Greek where the Bible is written in the New Testament, is an adverb of intensity. When a guy tells a girl, "I love you," that's one thing. But when a guy says, "I so love you," now he really means it. He's saying it with passion. "I so love you." You don't walk up to people and say, "Oh, I so love you." But God so loved the world. He loves you intensely. He loves you passionately. That is God's passion. God's love for you is extravagant. It is lavish. It is beyond comprehension. No one will ever love you with the intensity that God does. No man will ever love you. No woman will ever love you the way God, who created you, loves you. Now, this is the first part of the greatest Christmas gift. God so loved you. Let's look at a few verses about God's love. There's a book in the Bible called Ephesians, and in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4, it says this. Long before He, that's God, long before He laid down the earth's foundation, God had us in mind, and He settled on us as the focus of His love. Before God created anything else, God thought of you. Did you know that? God created the universe because He wanted a family to love. Now, what does this mean? It means that God has always loved you. Before God created the world to sustain human life, He planned your life. Now, architects know that long before you lay any foundation, you have to decide the purpose of a building. All the plans have to be drawn up first. God built the universe because he wanted to love you. The Bible tells us that God shows his love for you every single minute of the day. Psalm 145, verses 9 and 10 says this, "The Lord is good to everyone," that includes you. "He showers compassion on all his creation." God has never made a person he doesn't love. Everything in life is a gift of God's love. Air is a gift of God's love. Water is a gift of God's love. Sun, food, these are all gifts of God's love. God gave his love to you, whether you loved him or not. The third thing we learn in the Bible is that God's love for you is unconditional. There is no situation in which God will ever stop loving you. Think about that. There's no situation in which God will ever stop loving you. You know, human love wears out. That's why we have divorce. But God's love never wears out. Human love doesn't always work out. God's love never ends. You can't make God stop loving you. You can try, but you'll fail. The Bible says in Romans 8:39, nothing in all creation is able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. He loves you on your good days and your bad days, when you feel it, when you don't. God will never love you any more than he does right now. He will never love you any less than he does right now. In fact, God wanted you here on Christmas morning to hear this message whenever you're hearing it, so he could say this to you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Now, God's love, this kind of love that is constant, continual, everlasting, unconditional, that love is the first part of God's great gifts to you. It's his passion for you. And God's love can handle every need you have. Ephesians in the Bible, chapter 3, verse 18 and 19 says this. This is my prayer for you at Christmas. May you be able to feel and to understand. I don't want you to just understand it. I want you to feel and understand how long, how wide, how deep, and how high God's love really is, and experience this love for yourself. Now, I want you to look at that verse. If you're taking notes, I want you to circle the word long. How long God's love is. How long is God's love? Well, it's long enough to last forever. Then circle the word wide. How wide is God's love for you? Well, it's wide enough to be everywhere you are. There's no place you can be where God isn't. There's times you may feel alone, but listen, friend, you will never really be totally alone, because God's love is high and wide. It's everywhere. And then it's God's love is deep. Circle that. How deep is God's love? Deep enough to handle anything you go through. No matter how deep your problem is, no matter how deep your pain is, God's love is deeper. It's wide, it's high, it's deep. And then circle high. I want you to know the height of God's love. How high is God's love? It's high enough to overcome any barrier in your life. There is no problem too high, no problem too big for God. You just have to give it, give God your problem. You may have had a job loss. You may have had a foreclosure. You may have an illness, cancer. You may have had a death of a loved one. You may have had depression. But God's love is wide and high and deep and long. And that's the first part of God's greatest gift, Christmas gift to you, is his passion. Now, the second part of this verse, second phrase, talks about not just the greatest passion, but the greatest present. Notice, God so loved the world, what's the next phrase? That he gave, circle the word gave, it's a gift, it's a gift to you. He gave his only begotten son. You've heard the phrase that if you want something done right, do it yourself. Well, God said, you know, I want it done right, I'll go myself. God came to earth in human form as Jesus Christ. God became a man. He didn't come as an avatar. He didn't come as an angel. He didn't come as a prophet. He didn't come as a good teacher. God came himself. like the old Hallmark phrase, when you care enough to send the very best, you go yourself. That little baby that was there in a manger that we celebrate on Christmas Day, who was that baby? Really, who was that baby? Who was Jesus Christ? Colossians chapter 1, verse 15 says this: Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. In other words, if you want to know what God is like, take a long look at Jesus. Why did God become a man? Because he wanted to communicate to men. He became a human because he wanted to communicate to humans. You see, if God had wanted to communicate to cows, he would have become a cow. If he wanted to communicate to ants, he would have become an ant. But he wanted to communicate to you and me. So he became a human being. In John chapter 14, verse 9, Jesus says this: anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. You're looking at God. Jesus was God in human form. God didn't meet us halfway. He came all the way. Now, by the way, why did Jesus come as a baby? Well, I'll tell you why, because nobody's afraid of a baby. There are a lot of ways God could have come to earth that would have been scary, would have scared us to death. But God didn't come to scare us. He came to save us. The problem is many people want to keep Jesus as a baby. He didn't stay as a baby. I remember that movie, Talladega Nights, that Will Ferrell made. Ricky Bobby keeps talking about little baby Jesus, little baby Jesus, as if Jesus had stayed a baby. If Jesus had stayed a baby, there would be no reason to celebrate Christmas. But Jesus came for a number of reasons. And the first one is he came to show us what God is like. But primarily, listen, Jesus came to die. Now, on Christmas Eve this week, I did another message called It's Going to Be Different Next Time. And I compared Jesus' first coming to his second coming. But his second coming is going to be very different than the way he came at Christmas. At Christmas, he came humbly. He came as a baby. And the Bible says in Romans chapter 5, verse 8, God put his love on the line for us by offering his son in sacrificial death while we were of no use whatever to him. Jesus didn't come simply to live. He came to die. He came to die for our sins. Why did Jesus have to die? Well, I'll tell you, God is a God of love, but he is also a God of justice. And when he sees something wrong, he goes, that's not right. And justice demands that wrongs be righted, that offenses be punished, that people don't do evil and get away scot-free. You know, and you want justice. You want crimes to be paid for. You want people who've hurt you to be corrected for that, those hurts. God is a God of justice. Now, God came to correct all the wrongs in the world. And he's going to do that at the second coming. But at the first coming, he came to die for our sins so you don't have to die for your sins. He came to pay for your sins so you don't have to pay for your sins. He came to give grace. Let me explain it this way. Heaven is a perfect place. There's no sin, no sorrow, no suffering, no sadness, no sickness in heaven. Heaven is perfect and we're not. I stopped being perfect like 5 breaths after I was born. How does God get imperfect people into heaven? God has to have a plan and it's called grace. But because heaven is perfect and we're not, then we need a savior. You know, I remember reading about a little kid who wrote to Santa Claus, and he wrote, "Dear Santa, there are 3 boys who live at our house. There's Jeffrey, he is 2. There is David, he is 4. And there's Norman, he's 7. Jeffrey is good some of the time, Santa, and David is good some of the time. Norman is good all of the time. I am Norman." Now, the problem is none of us are Normans, okay? None of us are good all the time. So somebody's got to pay for my sins. Somebody's got to pay for your sins. Either you have to pay for them or somebody else. Well, the good news of Christmas is this: everything you've ever done wrong has already been paid for. Every sin you've ever committed has already been paid for. That's why Jesus came to earth. That's part of God's great present to you at Christmas. 1 John 2:2 says this, when Jesus served as a sacrifice for our sins, he solved the sin problem for good. In other words, now I can go to heaven even though I'm imperfect. Not only our sins, but for the whole world.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so happy you've chosen to study along with us today. And if you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, just go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, if you want to make your time in prayer the best it can be, then you're going to want to get a copy of the brand new 2020 Daily Hope Prayer Journal. The theme is Growing Your Prayer Life. This vegan leather full-color prayer journal has sections to pray for specific people and situations, as well as space to express your gratitude and personal prayer requests to God. Each page is beautifully designed and filled with inspiring Bible verses, photos, and artwork. The Growing Your Prayer Life Prayer Journal is a spiritual growth tool designed to help you enjoy a vibrant prayer life. Connect with the Lord, strengthen your prayer practice, and establish a consistent daily prayer time. When you give a financial gift to this ministry, we'll send you the all-new 2020 Daily Hope Prayer Journal to say thanks. Quantities are limited, so don't wait. Go to PastorRick.com to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. By the way, this month only, any gift you give will be matched by a very generous couple up to $100,000. This match is only available until midnight on December 31st, so please contact us today. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick to tell you about an exciting new opportunity.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Do you even know why we give Christmas gifts to each other? It's because God gave the first Christmas gift, the gift of His Son. God has been using you and your generous support to literally transform the lives of so many people who've never heard about the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. We couldn't do any of this without you, without your support. You know, I do this for free. I serve Daily Hope for free. We're 100% listener funded. And I want to thank you for being obedient to God when He tells you to give to Daily Hope. You might not think you've got a lot to give. It's the regular giving, month after month after month, that God multiplies. And thanks to all of you, we're reaching more and more people with the good news every day. So let me just say at this time of the year, I want to appreciate your partnership in this ministry. Any success that we have is because God is working through us together. Your prayers make a difference, your giving make a difference, and you telling other people about the program makes a difference. Here's what I'm going to ask you to do. Would you continue to pray for me? I really need your prayers. Pray that God will give me just the right words to say this next year as we go into a year of daily hope, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ with people all around the world. Then let me know how you're doing. Let me know how we can pray for you. We have a prayer team here. It blesses me to hear from you. And so just write me, Rick at PastorRick.com. It's real simple, Rick at PastorRick.com. Thanks for listening. Thanks for giving. Thanks for sharing. And thanks for caring. God bless you.
Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.